Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
It is August 4th, Thursday. It's always a pleasure to be here with all of you. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, filling in for Teresa Tomeo, host of Epiphany on Ave Maria Radio here on Catholic Radio. This is an EWTN network show, an Ave Maria Radio network show, and a lot to talk about here. I just want to remind you that Tease Italy Pilgrimage is filling up very quickly with more than 30 people signed up so far. There's still room, but seats are limited for this amazing journey through Assisi, Orvieto, and Rome with Teresa and Deacon Dom. You can call Corporate Travel at 313-565-8888. That's 313-565-8888. Or you can go to AveMariaRadio.net and go to the pilgrimage page for more information. The pilgrimage runs from November 6th through the 14th. So it's leaving right after the midterms, and we're all going to need a break from politics, right, to clear our mind and just relax. And we just went through the primaries here in Michigan. The midterm elections are coming up, and I really encourage all of you to pray. There was an interesting report that came out from a Rasmussen report. My friend just texted this to me, and I wanted to share this with you because it really kind of ties into a segment I do with Teresa once a week here in the really Detroit local hour. But it's called In the News, and we look at the current news stories and what's going on in the state and nationally and how the media is covering certain stories. And this was interesting. I got to share this with all of you. So this is top voter midterm issues. This is what the voters in the U.S. are saying are top voter issues, okay? Rising gas prices, 92% concerned, 68% very concerned. Inflation, 91% concerned, 69% very concerned. The economy, 91% concerned, 66% very concerned. Energy, 86% important, 59% very important. Violent crimes, 86% concerned, 58% very concerned. Election integrity, 83% concerned, 61% very concerned. School issues, 76% concerned, 58% very concerned. Abortion rights, 75% important, say 54% very important. Election cheating, 75% are concerned, 53% very concerned. Illegal immigration, 73% important, 42% very important. Now listen, this is where the disconnect is. This is where the issue is when it comes to the media. This is what the American people have said are important issues to them. Let's see what the media is covering. U.S. legacy media, top midterm issues that the media is focused on. Climate change, 54%, 64% concerned about climate change. This is the media, 39% very concerned. Ukraine war, 60% important, 20% very important. Capitol riot investigation, 57% important, 41% very important. COVID-19, 57% concerned, 22% very concerned. LGBTQ issues, 42% support, 23% strongly support. Do you hear the disconnect? Do you hear the disconnect? So this is what the American people are saying they're concerned about, and this is what the media says that we should be concerned about. Is the media not agenda-driven? Aren't they supposed to be telling the story of what the American people care about? Aren't they supposed to be telling balanced stories? We told you, Teresa and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, that a Pew Research study came out that 55% of journalists don't believe there's a need to have balance in a story, that all sides don't need to be told. So how is that not activism? How is that not agenda-driven? There is a huge disconnect in this country from what the American people want and what the media are telling you you should know. We have a big problem here. And that's why Teresa and I are going to be hosting a workshop on media literacy and media training for anybody, not just elected leaders, not just people with public platforms, but with everybody who wants to be informed and understanding how the media works today and how to use your own social media platforms and your own creating your own newsrooms. That's what I've been telling my clients from Epiphany Communications and Coaching for years. You've got to create your own newsrooms and be your own reporters and tell your own stories. That traditional media pitching is not the way it works today. In fact, I've moved away a lot from media pitching in my work that I do. I'll do it if I have existing clients that want it, but I don't take clients who just want media relations. I really focus on communication strategy and content creation and coaching. And I'll help them with media literacy and public speaking and media training, but the core of my company is not on media relations anymore. Because it's changed so much. I'm going to put this on my Communications Evangelist Coach public Facebook page, Vanessa Denha-Garmo. I want you to see this if you want to share this. I'm also going to tweet this so you can have this as well. Just another reason we all need to be informed of what's going on in the world. We have a great show lineup coming up here on Catholic Connection. Our own Dr. Ray Guarendi will be joining us, host of Doctor Is In. He's an author and speaker. I shared with him a story from the Michigan Capitol Confidential. So this is really a state-related story, but it should be a concern to everybody. This local school district here hired a consultant, and the result was the problem in the schools is strong family structures. That's the problem. And they go on in this report to say Christianity is also a problem. So this is what's been going on. And they actually said in this report that teachers need to be reprogrammed. We need to reprogram like they're robots. We need to reprogram teachers. So I'm going to talk with Dr. Ray about that. And then Janet Morana will be joining us from Priest for Life and the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, talking about Tuesday's elections and the results. And as it relates to the pro-life issue, we have a really important ballot amendment that could end up on the November ballot in the state of Michigan. That is a very radical amendment to the Constitution when it comes to abortion. We have one of the strongest abortion bans in the country right now. Unfortunately, there's been an injunction that our governor pushed, and so abortions are still happening even though Roe v. Wade got overturned. And abortion is illegal in the state of Michigan because it's been on our books since the 1800s. But they have an injunction, so we'll see what happens with that. But they have a proposal where they got enough signatures. They're being vetted out right now. They got almost double the signatures. They're trying to validate them right now, so it'll end up on the November ballot most likely in the state of Michigan. But it's radical. I'm going to talk to Janet Morana about that. It is extreme, and it takes away parental consent for abortion, birth control, sterilization, and hormone therapy, among a lot of other things that have nothing to do with abortion. They just threw everything in this, and it's very radical and very extreme. So we'll talk with Janet Morana about that as well. It is 8 minutes past the hour here on Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, filling in for Teresa Tomeo, and now it's time for the news. We've got some storms throughout the country and some heat waves around the country here in Michigan. We're expecting some thunderstorms throughout the day and tomorrow. It's going to heat up on Saturday with a high of 90 degrees and mostly sunny skies. In California, in Redding, California, 107 degrees today is the high. In Las Vegas, a high of 98 degrees with thunderstorms expected. Tucson, Arizona, 97 degrees is the high. Seattle, 70 is the high. And Billings, Montana, 100 degrees, sunny skies. In Denver, Colorado, 97. In Taos, New Mexico, it's going to be thunderstorming and only 64 degrees. In Dallas, though, they're hitting 103. And San Antonio, 103. Memphis, 88 with thunderstorms. And in New London, Virginia, 84 with thunderstorms. D.C., 96 thunderstorms. Wilmington, North Carolina, 90 degrees. Tampa, Florida, 95 degrees. And Minneapolis, sunny skies and 86 degrees. So just look out. If you are you living in those areas with high temperatures, please check on your loved ones, the elderly, the children, to make sure that they're hydrated and and kept cool. These are dangerous temperatures in parts of the country, so we want to be cognizant of family members who might be living alone. Flags at the Capitol are being flown at half staff after a U.S. congresswoman dies in a car accident. Mark Mayfield has the story.
President Biden is offering his condolences to the family of Indiana Republican Jackie Walorski, who died Wednesday in a car crash near Fort Wayne that also killed two of her staff members. Biden and the First Lady said Walorski was respected by members of both parties. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Wednesday that the 58-year-old congresswoman lived a life of service.
Crews are finally starting to slow the spread of Northern California's massive McKinney fire. The state's largest wildfire of the season is blamed for four deaths since the flames first erupted last Friday near the border with Oregon. Nearly 58,000 acres have been scorched. Cal Fire has said containment, which has been at 0% for most of that time, is now at 10%. Soaring temperatures across the country aren't going away anytime soon. The Northeast is bracing for record-breaking heat this week. A heat wave will be expanding over the region, pushing afternoon high temperatures at 10 to 15 degrees above normal days. NBC's meteorologist Michelle Grossman has more.
We're looking at that intense heat, that dangerous heat across the country. We're waking up to temperatures near 90 degrees. We're going to see these temperatures soaring throughout the day into the 90s, into the triple digits. You factor in the humidity, it's going to feel like 105 in spots. So the Northeast, we are going to be chasing some records today. Albany, 98 degrees, a record of 98. Newark, we're looking at 98 as well.
Daily high records could be broken from Kentucky to New England. New York City could see a record-breaking high of 94 degrees, and Boston can reach a new daily high of 97. And elsewhere, heat advisory is in effect for a large part of the state of Texas, including Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. A major announcement is coming from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis this morning. That's according to DeSantis press secretary Christina Pushaw. She said the announcement will cause the liberal media meltdown of the year. His spokesperson said the announcement is not campaign related after some on Twitter speculated he might announce a 2024 presidential run. Arizona's Carrie Lake is declaring victory in the state's Republican primary for governor, even though the race has yet to officially be called. Trey Thomas has more.
Backed by former President Trump, the former news anchor says her team is confident votes are continually moving in her direction. She currently has a slim lead over Karen Taylor Robeson, who has the support of current Republican Governor Doug Ducey, as well as former Vice President Mike Pence. Projections have Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs winning the Democratic nomination.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's next stop after her controversial visit in Taiwan is South Korea. She's in Seoul now for talks on a wide range of regional and global issues, including tensions with North Korea. There have been some reports that the speaker could visit the heavily fortified zone between South Korea and the nuclear-armed North. Inmates at the D.C. jail are finding ways to help cut violence and gun-related violence. Dr. Amy Lopez says it's a different perspective to help address a pressing issue.
You give the students a question that's a real problem, and they have to come up with a real solution, and all you do is facilitate.
The inmates spent yesterday presenting their ideas to government officials, social workers, and other local leaders. It's called project-based learning, and their ideas range from having more gun buyback programs, door-to-door initiatives, and mentoring. Members of the Metropolitan Police Department were also in attendance. A recent study finds that nearly a third of people with COVID will experience a rebound of their symptoms. Researchers from the University of California found that 27% of people saw their symptoms return after they had initially improved. The study has yet to be published in a peer-reviewed journal. Also found that 12% of individuals tested positive again after several days of testing negative. Researchers say the rebound occurred whether or not the person had taken the antiviral drug and regardless of vaccination status. Authorities are searching for a woman and a truck in New Jersey in what they believe is a kidnapping. Scott Pringle reports.
Sergeant Timothy Hoover says a witness saw a bloodied woman screaming for help from a tractor trailer's cabin and was trying to escape.
She was out of the cab and was yanked back in.
This was yesterday afternoon while the truck was pulled over on Route 130 in South Brunswick by a car dealership. After the woman was pulled back in, video shows the truck taking off. There was no trailer attached to the cab.
Boeing and union workers at three St. Louis area factories have avoided a strike. Union members approved the company's largest contract offer during a vote Wednesday. Market watchers say a strike could have severely disrupted defense production in the U.S. An update on what could be expected from this year's Atlantic hurricane season is expected today.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration updates its outlook every year in August as it marks the start of peak hurricane season. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center had earlier forecast anywhere from 14 to 21 named storms, including 6 to 10 hurricanes. Of those, as many as half a dozen could become major hurricanes of Category 3 strength or greater. Hurricane season ends November 30th.
It is 15 minutes past the hour. I'm Vanessa Denhagarmo, filling in for Teresa Tamio. We'll take a break and come back after this.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
People ask how they can care for older family members who can't fully care for themselves. One answer is Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide with 600 locations to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services are provided up to 24 hours per day, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. More information, including franchise opportunities, is on the web at visitingangels.com.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton. Some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Just when I think we'll have some sanity back in the world, something reminds me of the insanity in the world. And so right when I read this report, I thought, I got to talk to Dr. Ray about this. Farmington School Consultants, this is in Michigan, okay? Farmington School Consultants see problems with strong family structures. Okay, so I sent this to him. And they're basically saying we need to reprogram teachers. And they actually say Christianity is a problem too. Dr. Ray, I sent this to you, and did your head start spinning, or are you like, here we go, insanity again?
My head did not spin, Vanessa, because my head is simply full of this stuff as the culture around us decides that it's going to go in a different direction.
So what do we do? You just kind of give us a background. I kind of told our listeners what this was. They're basically saying this audit of Farmington schools right here in Michigan outside a consultancy recommends reprogramming teachers who resist the consultant's brand of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and basically calling it systemic familialism.
Well, there's a couple of things that jump out at you. One is, they're not even saying that a solid family structure is one option. They're not even saying that. They're saying it's a bad option.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they are flat out ignoring massive amounts of social psychological data that essentially says for optimum thriving for a child, the traditional family structure of a mother and a father is by far the best way to give a child a solid sense of self and mental health. If you look at prison populations, they have a massive number of absentee fathers. That's pretty much the norm among prison populations. So the first thing they're doing is for their narrative, for their proposed religion now, is to ignore data. So this isn't a matter of us Christians saying, well, you know, we're Christians and we believe that the family structure is imposed by God and it's the best thing. No, no, the data says this, and it doesn't say it kind of, sort of. It says it overwhelmingly. Okay, so that's the first thing. So what does a parent do? Well, all of you listening, understand that by and large, the people who make decisions now for you in a whole range of places, college, law, technology, they don't think like you do. Understand this. You better know this. You can't sit back and say, well, you know, sanity is going to prevail, and, you know, there's going to be a resurgence of religion and traditional morals. That's not going to happen. So, Dr. Ray, what are you, a nihilist? No, no, I'm a realist. So, if you want to raise the kind of child you wish to raise, and you are in the public schools, at the very least, you cannot assume that they're going to teach like you would hope they would teach your child, that they would be alongside you in your deepest held beliefs. You can't assume it anymore. Do not assume it. The parents are asleep. They have no idea what is being taught in sex ed. They have no idea the kind of stuff that is being purveyed to their children. They don't have any idea. They just assume this is the schools they were growing up, and they're not. Okay, so you better
indoctrinating their children at younger and younger ages. It was college, and now it's grade school and middle school.
Well, of course it is. That is exactly what you do when you want to shift the culture. And if you look at the statistics, they've done a marvelous job, because those under 35 think radically differently than those over 60. Radically so. So whatever it was that pretty much moved the older generation is not moving the younger generation, religious-wise, politically, socially, morally, maritally, kid-wise. That's just apparent. That's reality. So several things. Seriously consider getting your kids out of public school, if you can do it. Alternatives, obviously, religious schools, homeschool, perhaps a charter school. There are many online-type programs, and many parents will say, I can't homeschool. Yeah, but we have all kinds of stuff available online. There are hybrid programs. Those are available, and many parents are not looking into them, but I will tell you, it will at least buy you some years of not having to fight the indoctrination of your children. That's the first thing. If you can't do that, then you better be hyper aware of what is happening in your kid's school so that you can counter it, however you choose to counter it. Talking with your kids about it, attending school board meetings, running for school board, voting the school board members out, whatever is happening there. Now, fortunately, there are some solid school districts out there. Of course there are. But what happens is these kind of consultant groups come in with their own view that Christianity is the enemy, and anything that even smells remotely connected with Christianity has to be stomped out. And that's the reality. So we got to know that. You got to know what's going on.
So, Dr. Ray, not long before I saw this report, a couple days before, somebody was posting on Facebook, and she was really appalled at a local library she worked at. She walked in and she saw this poster, and this is what the poster had said. It was called The Feminist Family, okay? And they posted this in the local library. We are little feminist families, and it's showing everything but a traditional family, including a man pregnant. So a man pregnant, two gay women in bed with their children, two gay men and their child, and all these different families but the traditional family. And this is being posted in the public library.
Yep. No surprise. There is a movement to not simply accept alternative moral lifestyles. It is a movement to jam those lifestyles down your throat. And you better celebrate and accept them, because if you don't, we have ways of making you isolated. We have ways of making you feel like you are evil and the enemy. And that is a very powerful social movement that is going on. I cannot tell you the number of parents who are coming to me now with their children so gender confused. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it in all my years as a psychologist, coming out of the woodwork. So if you look at the surveys, a recent survey said that approximately 20% of surveyed adolescents said they were either homosexual or transgender.
We're going to come back and continue that conversation about that survey and much more with Dr. Ray Guarendi. Stay with us, everyone.
Have you heard the latest and greatest travel news? One more reason to join us on our premier Tease Italy pilgrimage, La Dolce Fede, or The Sweetness of Faith, this November 6th to the 14th. Hi, it's Teresa Tomio, and yes, it's an unbelievable price, some $3,600 for a 7-night land package, including Assisi, Orvieto, Rome, and much more. But now, and here's the latest and greatest news, no reason to worry about having to test to come back home. All testing requirements dropped. No vaccination, no testing, an incredible opportunity to visit tombs of the great saints such as Francis, Claire, Blessed Carlos Acutis, and so much more, except those tests. So call Corporate Travel now, 800-727-1999, or visit us online, AveMariaRadio.net, on our travel page. Call now, the trip is filling up, 1-800-727-1999. Hope to see you in Bella Italia in November.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I usually am operating on the gifts of the Holy Spirit when I don't feel well, even when I'm annoyed, when I'm down and out. During my recovery from an automobile accident, immense numbers of people wrote to me and sent me emails, 50,000. And they told me how helpful they thought my talks on EWTN were to them. I'm delighted. But I want you to know, I'm nobody's fool. The talks that were helpful, the sentences that were helpful, the phrases that were helpful, came from the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Styrofoam packaging came from me. I did that. And Styrofoam doesn't amount to very much.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
We're continuing our conversation right here on Catholic Connection with Dr. Ray Guarendi. We're talking about this report coming out of the Michigan Capital Confidential about Bremerton schools here in Michigan hired consultants to basically come out and tell them strong family structures are the problem. And Dr. Ray, you were talking about a study about a children that your parents are talking to and this whole gender ideology going on.
Kids reported about 20% of them, Vanessa, said that they were either considering homosexuality as their identification or transgender. 20%. That is 10 times the numbers that have traditionally been surveyed.
Yeah, and it's demonic. I'm sorry. This is all... It's so demonic. It's so evil. And I know the enemy is the enemy, and it's not our brothers and sisters and our friends and our people on social media. But the devil is using so many people as pawns in this ideology. I mean, I just read earlier, Dr. Ray, and I want your comment on this, that there was a report that came out with the top 10 issues that the American people care about versus what the media is reporting. So I'm just going to tell you really quickly. The American people are caring about rising gas prices, inflation, the economy, energy policy, violent crimes, election integrity, school issues, abortion rights, election cheating, and illegal immigration. and these are high percentages of the American people, 73% to 92%. These are their concerns. But this is what the media is covering and telling us what we should be concerned about. Climate change, Ukraine war, Capitol rioting investigation, COVID-19, and LGBTQ issues. So there's a disconnect, right? And the media is controlling the narrative, and it's not what the American people are concerned about.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who wrote the Gulag Archipelago, who was basically a dissenting voice in the old Soviet Union, he made the observation that if all the people would have pushed back together, the forces trying to jam this new way of thinking down their throats would have been defeated. He said, what it takes is for us to not resist. If we resist, there are too many of us. If people are awake and aware and recognize they've got to push back in all the ways they can, voting for school board members, doing what they can to resist this kind of indoctrination by our elites, our intelligentsia, who know more than all of us, they have no chance because they don't have the numbers. They simply don't. If you look around the world, there are several countries right now where the rulers had to either resign or flee because they pushed way too hard on the people, and the people responded.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Dr. Ray, because I've been talking to so many people who identify as Democrats and identify as pro-choicers, and when I start talking to them about the radical abortion amendment in the state of Michigan and what's really going on, they're really upset. They don't agree with this agenda, and they're saying, this is ridiculous. Why are these far lefties controlling our narrative? And they identify as Democrats, and they identify as pro-choicers, and they think it's crazy.
Well, you hope there is a balance. You hope that clear-thinking people would say this is moving into an upside-down world. You hope that. Unfortunately, there are signs that many people can be manipulated because they simply are not aware. In some of these big cities where crime is rampant and all kinds of problems are occurring, they just keep re-voting the same people in. So you have to ask the question, are they not aware? Are they accepting this? It remains to be seen. But when I'm tempted to think, oh no, things are just constricting on us, I always remember this. When our Lord set out the apostles, there were 12 of them, into a completely pagan Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm. And so what, you know, fighting against this and fighting and standing up, what does that look like for our listeners? Like, what should we be doing on a regular basis?
Well, there's all kinds of things we can do. We can vote. We can run for local offices. We can be informed on the issues so that when we have people around us that don't know, we can engage them in legitimate discourse. My son's 25 years old, and he's in the middle of a peer group who thinks completely unlike he does, but yet he's so aware that he's transformed a lot of their minds because he knows what he's talking about, and he's good at presenting. So you got to be aware. You simply got to be aware. I remember back when my wife wanted to homeschool, I was against it because I was in the schools. I consulted the schools, and I kind of said, hey, what's that look like? But now I realize that if a Christian parent says, I want to keep my child's innocence, I want to give my child a few more years of learning my morals and values as a Christian, then if you can homeschool, it's a very good option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and I love what you said about your son knowing what he's talking about, and we've been talking about that a lot here on Catholic Radio, here on Catholic Connection, and my show Epiphany, Dr. Ray, about, for instance, just an example, this radical amendment that could end up on the Michigan ballot that would change the Constitution. And when I tell people what's on this amendment, what's being amended and what could be on the ballot, they're shocked. Even those people who identify as pro-choice, they're like, what? That's too crazy. That's too extreme. We have to arm ourselves with the right information. So when these conversations come up with our friends and family, like it does with your son, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the way they're going to present this is that it's going to enshrine as a right that you can get an abortion all the way up to the day of birth, which is course, is just killing a baby, a fully formed baby. Mm-hmm. However, the way they say it is, they say, well, you know, if we don't have this amendment, they're going to take away all your abortion rights whatsoever. That's the way they do it. I mean, lies work, and you have to know how you're being lied to.
Yeah, exactly. And unless you do your homework and do your research, you're not going to get it from the media. As I just explained, there's an agenda driven there. You've got to do your homework and do your research of what's going on and realize how you're being lied to. I mean, the abortion amendment here in the state of Michigan, Dr. Ray, is not just abortion up until birth. It's taking away parental consent for abortion, birth control, sterilization, and hormone therapy. That's in the amendment.
Yeah, when you see Christianity as the enemy, and for much of human history in various cultures, it has been the enemy. Christianity, of course, is counter to the state. And the state decides how we are to think and behave. So if you're going to be a Christian, at this point, you're going to have to want to be a Christian. You're going to have to realize that in many respects, you will be countercultural. But that's okay. You can't be a hostile countercultural. You have to be a winsome, appealing countercultural, because one of the silver linings in all this is that the way the state wants to do things doesn't work. It doesn't work psychologically, and it doesn't work socially. And reality always wins. So when people look at you and they see you with joy and they see you with nice kids and they see you having a wonderful marriage, you're a contrast. You stand out. And perhaps that may open up their eyes to say, what's going on over there? Who knows?
Mm. Dr. Gray Grande, we have about 30 seconds left with you. What else do you want to leave with our listeners here on Catholic Connection before we let you go?
Saw a study today, interesting study, basically said those people, it's coming out more and more now, those people who have had multiple booster vaccinations are probably more at risk of reinfection of COVID and possible deadly outcomes.
Wow. We have to bring you on just to talk about that. Dr. Ray Guarendi, thank you so much for joining us. Host of Doctor Is In, and author and speaker. Stay with us, everyone. Janet Moreno will be joining us after the break.
Father Benedict Rochelle.
I'm going to tell you about the most abused woman I ever met in my life. You know her name as Roe, as in Roe versus Wade. I talked to Roe. This woman is a great penitent. This woman is a humble person who was deeply hurt. She was kneeling in the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, the National Shrine in Washington, when I met her. And I thought, what reverence. I didn't know who this woman was, but she was praying with reverence, with great fervor. And I asked a priest friend of mine, who is that? And he says, oh, that's Roe. God is not mocked. This woman was abused by those who propagate the killing of children.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Award-winning EWTN TV and radio host Michael O'Neill has written a new book based on his popular series, They Might Be Saints. This latest EWTN publishing release introduces you to some of this country's greatest blesseds and venerables, from an explorer priest to the U.S. Bishop of all media, and a former slave turned successful businessman, this book is filled with the unique stories and achievements of exceptionally inspired men and women. Discover how some of the holiest Americans in history can transform your faith life. They Might Be Saints, the latest release from EWTN Publishing, now available at EWTNRC.com or call 1-800-854-6316. That's EWTNRC.com or call 1-800-854-6316.
Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Two of the hardest words to say in the English language. I'm sorry. I'll ask couples, when was the last time you said I'm sorry?
Oh,
I think it was our wedding rehearsal dinner. I spilled some coffee on her lap. I said, hey, sorry about that. Why is I'm sorry so hard to say? What does it mean to you? Are you saying you're a failure? Are you saying I'm wrong? Are you saying, if I say I'm sorry, I'm admitting it's all my fault? I'm sorry are two of the softest words in a relationship in the English language. I'm sorry, very hard to say, very easy on relationships.
It's Vanessa Denha-Garmo filling in for my dear friend Teresa Tomeo here on Catholic Connection. Joining us now is my co-host of Catholic View for Women, Janet Morano, along with Teresa Tomeo, Mary Kaminsky, here on EWTN. Janet, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm here in actually Dallas, Texas. I just got in last night with Father Pavone. And we're here because we're speaking, my father's speaking, at the CPAC conference here. We just did Mass for the convention attendees, the Catholics, this morning here at the hotel. And we're getting ready for the opening session in a couple hours. So it's kind of exciting.
Is Father talking about midterm elections and what could be on proposed ballots across the country?
Well, that and the other important thing is unpacking the Dobbs decision, because people still don't quite understand overturning, overruling of Roe and Casey really means for us. What were the justices really saying in the decision? So there's going to be a panel unpacking that for people because, you know, unfortunately, the left is claiming all these scare tactics talking points. And we've got to claim back the language, and we have got to get things straight. Because, you know, I really think the amendment in Kansas lost yesterday because of it was so ambiguous to people. Is yes the right vote? Is no the right vote? And then for the other side to be carrying on that if a woman has a miscarriage or an atopic pregnancy in a state where abortion is banned, she'll die. She can't get medical help.
Yeah, they're lying. It's all lies. It's just lies. It's all lies. And you know, you talk about being ambiguous in Kansas, and that's exactly what's happening in Michigan. But go ahead, Jen. I want to get into that too. But the lies are telling.
Exactly. But let's just start with the medical facts. And people can go to the Charlotte Lozier Institute did a great job. They interviewed some of the doctors from the Pulitz OBGYNs, women doctors, and they boiled it out for you and explained, okay, now there's two terms, spontaneous abortion and elective abortion. Now, when you have a miscarriage, ladies and gentlemen, that is a spontaneous abortion, meaning you did nothing to cause the death of that child. That you understand? That's a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And atopic pregnancy is also under that rubric. And there are ethical ways that the doctors deal with atopic pregnancy according to church teaching. I wrote about this extensively in my book, Everything You Need to Know About Abortion for Teens. And there's ethical things. And so in a state that bans abortion, yes, you're still going to be treated if you have an atopic pregnancy. And yes, if you have a miscarriage, you will still be treated. False, false, false. Now, elective abortion? Now, elective abortion, that's what Planned Parenthood does. That's what abortion clinics do, because their intention is to go in a perfect, healthy, viable pregnancy and kill the baby. Brothers and sisters, that's an elective abortion. And, you know, I've gotten, Vanessa, emails, messages on Facebook, women telling me things like, oh, but when I had my miscarriage and I went in because they had to take the rest of my baby out and take care of me, on the paperwork it said the word abortion, and I keep telling them that's because medically you had a spontaneous abortion. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. The baby died. Nature, you know, went its course there, and now the doctor has to go in and make sure there's no more of that baby inside of you, so you don't get septic and get an infection.
Yeah.
But stop. You know, fear-mongering people that in a state that bans elective abortion, and we've got to start using the words, in a state that they're banning elective abortion, you can still be treated for miscarriage and a ectopic pregnancy. So Vanessa, sorry for my morning rant on this, but this is why the Kansas bill got defeated yesterday, and not yesterday, on Tuesday, because of this ambiguity, and people got scared. I don't want someone not treated if they have a miscarriage. So please, brothers and sisters, spread the word. You will still get treated.
Well, and that's the lies they're telling here in the state of Michigan, and I've had many conversations with people, and I've told my friends that is not true. If you have an ectopic pregnancy, if you have a miscarriage, you will be treated, and you're not going to be charged. And we have our own attorney general coming out saying, I will never charge it. I will never prosecute a woman who has an abortion. Well, I hope not, because you're not supposed to. I mean, you know what I mean? This is so crazy, the language they're using. And here in the state of Michigan, Janet, we have a very radical amendment that could end up on the November ballot if the signatures are approved, and they got almost double what they needed. And I can't tell you how many people I've been having one-on-one conversations. Just last night I was at an event, and I was talking to people who identify as pro-choice and Democrat, and when I told them what's on this amendment, they were appalled. They're like, what? What are you talking about? That's no way. That's crazy. That's an extreme. Because the mainstream media is not reporting what's on this ballot. And what could be proposed. And the left is telling you a bunch of lies.
Right. So now, Vanessa, let's just straighten everyone out. From Michigan, what's the pro-life vote on the amendment?
Yes
or no?
Well, no. It's the vote is to vote no on this proposal that they have.
Okay, so the pro-life vote is to vote no. Correct?
Yeah, do not support the confusing abortion amendment. It's called Reproductive Freedom for All. So vote no if it ends up on the ballot. You want to vote no on this Reproductive Freedom for All. First of all, we have reproductive freedom.
Yes, we do. So see, that's the whole thing. And we're going to have, this is, you know, Michigan and Kansas are the first two to roll this out, but there's other amendments coming in other states. And this is where we really have to stay informed. And also, too, you know, with the candidates right now, primary elections, you know, brothers and sisters, I hope you're showing up in your state's primary and you're doing your research. You can go to ivoteaguide.com. Again, ivoteaguide.com, and you can research. They have the primary voter guides for every state where there's a primary, like here in Florida. Ours is August 23rd. They have the primary candidates already rated. And you know what? It's a 501c3 friendly site, Vanessa, because if you're a rabid pro-abort, you'll go to there. You'll see who the pro-aborts are, and then you'll see who the pro-life people are. It's a great site, ivoteaguide.com. And then when you get to
Janet, say that website again.
Okay, ivoteaguide.com. iVoterGuide.com. And once the primaries are over, they will start posting each state by state for the general election for November.
Great, iVoterGuide.com. We got to take a break with Janet Moreno. We'll come back and continue our conversation with her. Stay with us, everyone.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
CMF Curo is the Catholic healthcare option you've been searching for. From concierge service to ethical consultations to partnerships with one of the nation's largest healthcare sharing ministries, CMF Curo offers a pro-life, Catholic approach to your overall health and well-being. Find out today if CMF Curo is right for you. Call 833-GET-CURO. That's 833-GETCURO. Or visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Do you wish you could have discussions about difficult topics with your adult children? If so, don't worry. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak. And our new book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, can help you draw closer to your adult children and help guide them on the path to more faithful and meaningful lives.
You can get our latest book and all of our other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
People ask how they can care for older family members who can't fully care for themselves. One answer is Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide with 600 locations to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services are provided up to 24 hours per day, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. More information, including franchise opportunities, is on the web at visitingangels.com.
We're talking with Janet Morana from Priests for Life and Silent No More Awareness Campaign and the author of the new book, Everything You Need to Know About Abortion for Teens. And we're talking about they're at the CPAC convention where Father Frank Pavone will be speaking. And Janet, we were talking about what could end up on the November ballot. What else do we need to know? And how do we deal with these issues? We have to get the word out about, you know, so we can prevent in Michigan what happened in Kansas.
Right. Well, like I said, point one is to be involved. Point two is research the candidates before you go to vote, whether it's in the primary or in the general election. Now, I just gave that beautiful website, ivoterguide.com. Now, they do a great job in doing a lot of the candidates, but in some states, you know, I get emails from people, well, Janet, they're not telling me about all the judges, and I don't know about county commissioner, and I don't know about the school board. Well, brothers and sisters, there's a very easy way you find out about those things. This is what I do with the ballot in Florida. I open it up. I look at, you know, look at all the names. Anything that's not on my voter guide, I take name by name. I take a little time, okay? But is your vote worth it? Yes, it is. And I look up each person. This is the day of the internet. You Google the person's name. Anyone who's even running for dog catcher has a website of some sort. So you go to their website, and you look at the things they're saying on their website. So, like, let's say it's someone for school board. We'll use this example. Well, people who do not support CRT, critical race theory, they will clearly say on their website, I do not support CRT. I want parents as first educators. Sex ed should, parents should be the first teachers of their kids. Those little make statements like this. Well, what does that tell you? Oh, that's a person who's going to respect my beliefs then, right? They're going to be more in tune with our Catholic faith, more pro-life. So you just look to see what statements they're making on their websites and then who's endorsing them. But they get the endorsement of some pro-life groups like Susan B. Anthony, Liz, or National Right to Life. Oh, they must be pro-life. If they get an endorsement by Planned Parenthood or Emily's List, then you know they're pro-abortion. So, you know, it's so important, Vanessa, that, you know, our Catholic faith teaches us that we have a duty to vote. That's point one. But then you can't take that duty and do it haphazardly, brothers and sisters. You've got to do an educated vote. If there's an amendment on your ballot, then you have got to find out what does this amendment say. And if you don't know, call the local Right to Life group in your area, and they'll tell you. You'll be informed. And so I say, you know, we must be informed voters. It's so important because the other side is trying to mask it in all kinds of buzzwords and scare tactics and everything else. But we have got to be good Catholic informed voters. That's our job. That's our duty. And that's what our faith teaches us.
Yeah, amen to that, Janet. And we know that the language in this amendment that's proposed in Michigan, like it was in Kansas, very ambiguous, very confusing. People don't know what to do. And I'm telling you, I've shared this on my Communications Evangelist Coach Facebook page. It's a one-page flyer explaining exactly what's in this proposal. And, you know, how important is it, Janet, not just to share this on social media platforms, but have to have these one-on-one conversations with our friends and family of what's really going on?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, since June the 24th, Vanessa, my whole world has been turned upside down. I have had more conversations one-on-one, people stopping me even in the supermarket. Oh, Janet, wait, we want to ask you a question. Outside of church, takes me longer to leave Mass now. Mm-hmm. People gather and start asking questions. Even in the beauty salon, my beautician asked me for a couple copies of my book. She's given them to her teenage son to read because she told him, you're not allowed to post on Facebook about any of this stuff till you read Janet's book. Imagine, it's like the other day on the plane, my passenger sitting next to me asked me the faithful question, oh, Janet, what do you do? I want the long answer or the short answer. I told them. And I said, well, you know, when I write books, oh, really, you want a book? And I tell her about the book. She goes, how do I get a copy? I said, well, you want one? I have an extra one in my briefcase. Really? You'll give me the book? I said, yeah, here. Yeah. So I gave her a passenger. Oh, and I also gave one to a Delta flight attendant. Amazing. Who, again, I mean, I got up to use the restroom on the plane, and she started talking to me. Next thing you know, she's pro-life. She wants information. I told her I happen to have another copy of the book. In my briefcase, I gave her the copy of the book. It's just, you know, this is something Father Vermont and I prayed for decades. Can we get abortion off the back burner and put it on the front burner? Well, it's on the front burner now, brothers and sisters, so we have to get informed. And if you'd like a copy of my book, you can go to the EWTN Religious Catalog. They have the book, Everything You Need to Know About Abortion for Teens. And I say now, Vanessa, and for adults, too, because I have one whole chapter in there, how to talk about the topic and be on the offense and not the defense. And there's beautiful, beautiful pictures, Vanessa, in the middle of the unborn child starting at 7 weeks gestation, which, as we know, those are the babies that they're targeting now with chemical abortion, which, brothers and sisters, the abortion industry, they are pushing chemical abortion. They're calling it medical abortion, code word. You know, they're trying to make it, couch it, make it sound so wonderful. I challenge you. Go to abortiontestimony.com. And you can click off RU486. Read some of these testimonies of the women who have been hurt physically, psychologically from chemical abortion. And it's worse than a surgical abortion because they're the abortionists, because they take the pills, and their bathroom becomes the abortion clinic. So we've got a lot of fighting here to do, Vanessa, a lot of education, but the tools are out there. We just have to use them. So I encourage you, go to the as soon as the show is over, go to your computer and go to the Religious Catalog and order a copy of my book, because you will not regret it, because you'll be able to educate yourself and your teenagers, too.
Janet Marina, thank you so much for joining us here on Catholic Connection, and thanks for tuning in. Teresa will be back in our host chair. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Krucek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.